What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
So we thought we'd kick off with a question. I guess I might start with you, Phil, and we can go around if you like. In your opinion, what's one of the biggest challenges that dads are dealing with currently? I mean, times have changed since you were married. What's the current issues that dads are dealing with?
Yeah, I think just the whole technology world that we live in, one of the most important things, challenges that dads face, I think, is to be personally present. Be personally present with the people who matter most, and to maintain that focus. So I find myself, and, you know, just in dealing with family, there's always pressure to be somewhere else because of technology and because the phones, you know, you've got appointments, you've got demands, you've got multiple platforms of communication today. And they're no longer, it's no longer like you close the door, you leave work and work stays at work. Now, work and anything can go with you 24/7 if you let it. So actually practicing being present is such a key to living a rich and beautiful experience with people. And so that's I think that's the biggest challenge today for me.
Yeah, good thought. Craig, what are your thoughts? What do you reckon?
I was thinking about Fat Cat. At seven, Fat Cat used to go to bed at 7:30 and it was quite straightforward. All my kids went to bed at 7:30, but now with technology, it's hard to switch it off, and my kids are sometimes watching Netflix in their room, they're on their phone, I'm on my phone, we're all on our phone, and I think that distraction and busyness is just a challenge for parents and for dads, and I think that sense of community and family is really hard. I feel like work's got busier, pressures have got greater, and I think dads are finding it hard. When I chat to dads, we're all feeling guilty that we're not doing the job we want to do, and so, you know, times have changed, and it is tough for dads to find out what is their role. How do they parent in this modern time?
Well, we've all been around for a while. What are your thoughts, Rick, on that?
Oh, Mike, I agree entirely with Phil and Craig. Technology these days is meaning we're spending less meaningful time with our families and our friends. I was listening to an ad on the way in on Sunshine FM, one of your sponsors saying that, you know, do you know, and this is a big problem which Craig's has touched on, do you know that if you don't have screen time at least an hour before you go to bed away from screen time, you're not going to sleep properly, and therefore your brain is active. You're going to be tired and not as productive. So, you know, it's a multifaceted problem these days because not only are we spending less time with our kids and dear ones, it's because of technology. I mean, kids live with their lives virtually in the palms of their hands.
Yeah.
And the problem is not only are they not communicating, but they're now getting their information, their life information, what was taught by families before, they're getting misinformation of social media. And social media is a big problem for kids. And I know some people might say, oh, you're sounding a bit like your parents because, you know, they didn't embrace change. We embrace change, but we really need to find a way of making it positive change. It's exciting technology, what it's doing, but at the same time, we have to stay in touch with, you know, a basic goodness in our lives. And I believe that comes from belief in God and maintaining our belief system where, you know, if you understand, if you've got God in your life, everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
I just don't think with the busyness of life, families these days are equipped to be able to keep this, you know, loving, warm, embracing, almost being in the womb atmosphere around their families.
It's a good thought, Rick.
Any
more thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, what you just said then about this nurturing environment and the God factor in that. Obviously, I'm a minister and I deal with families every day in terms of their spirituality. And at Kingdom City, we're passionate about helping people live lives that understand the reality of God. And there's this amazing verse in the Bible that says, your life is a journey best lived with a deep consciousness of God. And I think that helps to centre and frame the values and the life choices that people make. But because there's so many messages coming through, and you as a parent are one of those messages, and you're competing. So because there's so many messages, that what it does is it disseminates the sense of intensity and focus, or that nurturing environment that Rick was talking about, and it can dilute that to become instead of a black or white, it's grey, and it can dilute the intensity of the culture that we're trying to build.
Mm.
So
yeah, that's good. Yeah. Bill. Look, we'll take a break.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.